This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United Nations is expressing concern over the reported cutoff of water to the Libyan capital Tripoli by an armed group. A UN spokesman told reporters on Monday that a group of attackers stormed the city's main water distribution station and closed off the valve supplying water to Tripoli and other cities in northwest Libya. He said the cutoff has affected some 2 million people. While some districts of Tripoli are already experiencing low water pressure, the full effect of the cutoff is expected to hit hard in the next couple of days unless the valves are reopened. The UN says more than 78,000 people have been affected by the civil war in Libya. With the water situation already precarious, humanitarian aid workers have been trying to help by trucking water supplies into affected areas and assisting with water purification efforts. Meanwhile, in Yemen, the World Food Program has warned that it may have to suspend the distribution of food aid in rebel-controlled areas if Houthi rebels continue to obstruct humanitarian work. The United Nations Food Agency said in a statement Monday that aid workers are being denied access to the hungry, aid convoys have been blocked, and local authorities have interfered with food distribution. The organization also accuses the rebels of interfering with the independent selection of people to receive the aid and the implementation of a registration system. Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, was sworn into office Monday. He immediately dissolved parliament and called for snap elections. He said his biggest priority is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting pro-Russia separatists for the past 5 years. The conflict has killed some 13,000 people. This is VOA News. Top officials from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration are briefing all members of Congress on Tuesday about the threat they contend Iran poses, even as Trump and a key Iranian official traded taunts. The briefing comes after days of suspicions expressed by U.S. officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. On Sunday, the U.S. president and Iran's foreign minister traded barbs via Twitter. AP's Matt Small has more on that.
If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. That's what President Trump tweeted after a rocket hit near the U.S. embassy in Iraq yesterday and before an interview was broadcast last night on Fox News Channel.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East. And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
While no group has so far claimed responsibility for the rocket launch, Iranian officials say their country isn't looking for war. Matt Small, Washington.
The city of Chicago has a new mayor who's breaking ground in a number of ways. Lori Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female leader, as well as its first openly gay one. She has pledged to institute police reform and fight the city's high rate of violent crime. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House has instructed former legal counsel Don McGahn not to obey a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee ordering him to testify Tuesday morning about potential obstruction of justice by U.S. President Donald Trump. The subpoena is based on information outlined in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The White House says it's acting on advice from the U.S. Department of Justice that, based on longstanding precedent, the former counsel to the president cannot be forced to testify. Last week, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, stated he was prepared to have his committee hold McGahn in contempt of Congress if he defied the subpoena. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.